Natasha Abelard was training her students in The Sorcerer's Crossing to be able to move their head from left to right, from left to right, and make a swinging kind of motion with their head. And when they would do that, you could then go back in time in your life, and you could recall virtually, not virtually, literally, every single incident, every conversation, every person that was in a particular room at a particular time. And you started out with, say, age as far back as you could think, say 3 years of age. And you would sit there alone in a cave, and you would move your head slowly, very slowly, from left to right, and you'd begin to recapitulate, and you'd go back, and you would be training your mind to go back and recall those. So you're getting the capacity of your brain, which has become dysfunctional because we've let and allowed everyone else out there to think for us. And we've been sort of pigeonholed into this is where you fit in, and this is what you can do, and this is what's possible, and this is what's not possible. And we bought into all of these pigeonholes. And she's trying to train people not to do that. And so I decided to try it. And I went back to the third grade. I was started with the third grade. And I was in this school. It was Arthur Elementary School. And I thought, okay, I remember the teacher's name. Her name was Mrs. Ingalls. And she used to read to us The Secret Garden if we were good. And she would withhold the reading of The Secret Garden at the end of the day if the class was bad. And I loved hearing The Secret Garden so much that I would be out there kicking ass for anybody who would start talking or doing bad things, because I wanted to hear my last 40 minutes of the day, because she could just read and make it all come alive and so on. And I decided to go back to that classroom for some reason, and I went to a cave. And, of course, everybody just thought that I was crazy, but that's the interesting thing about turning 60 for me, is that I used to think that it didn't matter whether people thought I was crazy, and I used to even talk like that, but I still would read my reviews, you know, and I still would get a little bit concerned about it. Now I really don't care. And I went into a particular spot, and I would sit there, and I would go back to that classroom on a particular day. And you know what this all became so very vivid for me is that I remember when my grandmother was dying. She was 95 years old, and she was, they said, hallucinating. And a lot of people around my grandma said that she was, she had Alzheimer's or something, but whenever I would walk in to come and visit her and I'd go into the room, she never acted crazy, ever, because I just never expected her to. I just always had an expectation that she was brilliant and fun and great, and she would do all kinds of strange things around others, but somehow, for some reason, when I walked in there, and I had been helping to support my grandmother secretly for the last 3 or 4 years of her life, without telling anybody else, because I didn't want my other family members to be thinking that it was something that they had to do. And I think that had something to do with my grandmother's respect for me. She always liked money. And great lady. And anyway, then when she would lose it a little bit, and she'd start talking, and she just sort of was talking in ways that just seemed very strange, she would start talking about something that happened in 1895. And she'd say, then she'd come up with, and she, you know, you'd look it back or whatever date it was, she was only three. And then she would say it was a Tuesday, and it was the 14th of April or something, and it was 1895, and she'd start reciting stuff. And I said, well, how could she know it was a Tuesday in 1895? It's almost 100 years ago. How could... And I went back and found a calendar to look this thing up. And sure enough, it was a Tuesday. And she had the name of the street, and she had the name, and it was all in there.